During ice storms or heavy snowfalls, many people often worry about their power going out. However, for a nature preserve near Appleton, that's less of a concern because its headquarters building is part of what's called a microgrid. The 700-acre compound generates its own power and stores it for use, greatly reducing the preserve's reliance on electricity provided by the local utility, We Energies. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach explains how microgrids work.
The Gordon Boobles Nature Preserve isn't just a place to hike trails and see birds and wild animals. It's also, according to the Wisconsin Office of Energy Innovation, the site of the only fully operational microgrid in the state. It's a microgrid because the energy for the buildings is generated there, and the preserve can operate free from traditional power lines. A Menasha-based electrical engineering firm, Faith Technologies, designed the microgrid system. Team leader Karami Biederman pointed to some of the power-generating devices.
This is our Tesla battery, 100 kilowatt Tesla battery, 420 kilowatt hours. Our 25 kW fuel cell, our 2,000 gallon hydrogen storage tank, and our 60 kilowatt Kohler prime-rated generator.
That generator is powered by natural gas and sounds like this. With the use of natural gas, not all of the power sources here are carbon-free, but the largest source, 676 ground-based solar panels, are clean. Faith Technologies engineering director Brian Zager says they're also reliable.
What's nice is you get any sunlight or whatnot, you're getting something off these panels. I've been out here on a solid overcast day and we were getting 40% of rated capacity off of it.
Zager says the panels have even been able to generate a tiny amount of power from moonlight. All the energy generated at Boobles needs a computer to monitor it and help store electrical current for later use. That happens at a building not far from the headquarters.
So good afternoon, welcome to the Immersion Center. So this is our control center and our educational facility for the microgrid here at the Nature Center.
That's Steve Neeland of Faith Technologies greeting a tour from a microgrids conference recently organized by the Milwaukee-based Midwest Research Energy Consortium, or MWERC. Neeland told the group how much energy was being generated and used at the site and joked there was enough leftover electricity to donate some KW, or kilowatts, back to the local utility, We Energies.
I say donating because per the terms of our connection agreement, as long as you have 299 KW or more energy available in your microgrid, they won't pay you anything for it. They'll be more than happy to take it, but they won't give you anything. If you're 299 or less, they will pay you the princely sum of about 3.5 cents a kilowatt hour.
Milwaukee-based We Energies told WUWM in a written statement that it's closely monitoring the evolution of microgrids and evaluating the potential benefits they may provide to our customers in the power grid. The Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District already runs a smaller microgrid for its treatment plants. Elsewhere in the U.S., some hospitals are developing microgrids to reduce the chance that a storm or even a terrorist attack would cut power needed for patients. Microgrids also need good security, of course, and all the solar panels, generators, and other devices aren't cheap. Gary Radloff, an energy consultant based near Madison, says cost is always a factor.
But the biggest factor is just sort of getting the concept into the market and people accepting it. Quite frankly, with the so-called big grid and large utility system, you know, it's been running our electrical system for 100 plus years, and it's very entrenched. People are very used to it. This is a really paradigm shift and quite an alternative, and it's just going to take time for people to get comfortable with that, but I do think it will happen.
Radloff says at some point, big utilities may have to change their business model if more institutions opt for the energy independence of a microgrid. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman for Innovation Reporting.